Here's a thought about predictability and art. For the last couple of months, Lynn and I have been watching a series on Netflix that's become totally predictable. Every plot twist, every character reaction, every conflict between the characters has become so predictable that it's turned into a bit of a game for us to make predictions as we're watching the show. And almost without exception, we're right on the money. What we predict actually happens somewhere later in the episode, or at most, in the next episode. And curiously enough, its predictability has us, I think, slowly losing interest. The first couple of years were quite captivating. We couldn't get enough. We were binge-watching like crazy. But the last couple of years, it takes more effort for us to tune it in, because it's become so predictable. And that has me wondering, does predictability play a role in other art media besides television and movies? Obviously, turning this to our chosen medium, photography, does a perfectly predictable photograph become less interesting because it lacks an element of surprise? Is surprise an important element in keeping people interested in our photography, in our book, in our PDF, in whatever our chosen medium is for the presentation of our photographs? Do we need to engineer into it, strategically place in it, some elements of surprise? I think probably so, because one of the things I've noticed in a photography project, if there are too many repetitive images, it quickly becomes a little boring. And so we have to shake things up from time to time, include a different layout, break things up with text, with page counts, with backgrounds, with size and scale of an image. In book publishing, sometimes an image needs to be full bleed, that is to say, run off the edge of the page, so that the page is entirely image. Those kinds of varieties are surprises, simple ones, but in a book layout, they can become the surprises that maintain interest. Gallery exhibitions, perhaps a little more difficult. Certainly PDFs is probably where it's easiest to introduce the element of surprise, but it seems like not very many people do. So maybe it's worth thinking about. How can you introduce an element of surprise from time to time just to keep things from becoming repetitive and predictable, and less interesting?
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.